Thank you. Now, when we're not in Vrindavan, what's the second one called? In the service? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When we're not in Vrindavan, we should remember Vrindavan. And actually that's, in one sense, no, okay. The theme of this entire retreat, it has to do with getting to Vrindavan, getting to the spiritual world. So when we're not in Vrindavan, remember Vrindavan. And what this is a very short slideshow that Jagatpati Mataji put together about Gopinath Dham, which is some devotees attempt to remember Vrindavan while not being in Vrindavan. And it's a little old. But old is gold. Okay. Sound on this time. And this on the next one, the sound will be on. Next, you can watch.
How can you turn it off? Can you turn it off? Can you turn it off?
Was that the on that one? That, was that the colors of the slideshow or the colors of the projector? So we'll find out. Well, that those colors are about right. About right. Yeah, the projector, the colors aren't projected accurate. Huh? Well, it's something. Who knows, do you know what the dust is on your little? You want more blue or you want less blue?
Blue and less diamond.
No.
But see, that's really a thing with the magenta.
I'll put it down. The brightness is too high. Okay. Okay, why don't we... It's better, but... We'll see how it goes. Just hit a skip and it's done. Now, in the service of Gopinath. Seems to be much sound. Okay, we'll try.
Thank you. Amen.
for sure, Krishna got the yogurt all over him.
He deserved it.
That's very mean. He's God. Is there any way we can get the sound to come directly? Where's the problem in the cord?
Yeah, that other cord extension. From here it's okay. Yeah, this cable is wrong.
There's nothing we can do?
No, we don't have that.
Well, can we get another cable at some point? I mean, not right now, maybe.
Or just bring laptop here. That can be.
Yeah. Bring sound system. We have to compromise here. No. Yes. But I think. Oh, and it was just 2 feet too short. Oh, now the sound system is moving. Come on, sound system, you can come a little further.
It won't.
Try. Where's holding it up? Oh,
that goes to that speaker.
Oh, that's 1 foot. Oh, now it's really 2 inches too short. There, done it. The heart in Prithrama of the devotees evoke Krishna's mercy, the hard work. Okay, now we should go, now let's see if the sound comes.
No.
Well, now we know where the fault is by the process of elimination. Oh, that sounds like it works. Okay, now hit escape. Now hit escape again. And now number 3 is Yamuna. Let us go to the Yamuna River. This one's a short one, Jagatirini? Is this a short one too? It's a very short one.
Sundarani Namani Krishna Sri Srimati Rani of Vrishabhano Maharaj. Let's stay in Vrindavan.
Shantela Maya Maharaj.
one more back to the Yamuna before we speak a little about the presentations. Let us stay always in the land of Vrindavan. Last one? Is it not there? No? No? No, we saw that one. Oh, there. That MP4 on the bottom, third from the left. On the other side. Okay, that one's okay. That one will work too. Yeah. Go out. Try another version. They're both the same as before. Maybe there's something better to play in. Okay, play it in that one. The media player. Play it in the media player. Huh?
Gotta double click.
As long as we're in this world, we're dominated and dictated and controlled.
controlled by the forces of time. And so people say things like they have to kill some time, or they've got time is driving them crazy, or so many different ways that they consider time to be actually troublesome. Because actually time, although time is Krishna, time is troublesome, because it takes us from birth through a succession of experiences until we die. So this is the material world, and it's under certain strict rules. And one of those rules is the influence of time. So what is beyond time? This is the question. So I chose to think about Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī. And we'll hear about Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī. What is beyond time? What is the spiritual world like? And who are the personalities who can help us to understand this subject matter deeply enough so we ourselves want to get out of the material world? So we have to hear what the material world is like, and also how to get out of this entanglement. So we will use the subject matter of Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī's literature and hearing from Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī and Śrīla Prabhupāda on these very pertinent and very practical subject matters that are relevant to everyone, and especially to ourselves, because we've come here. That means we have some interest in this subject. And so, therefore, we will have to take the blessings and the mercy that comes to us from the Guru Parampara as our rope. So everyone, please listen very carefully, and I will try my best to share with you some of Śrīla Prabhupāda's words and some of the beauty of the spiritual world, which is beyond the influence of time.
What I think is that we can look at the sun rising at the Yamuna over here, but not see the slideshow, because it will be too late. We probably won't finish till 9:30, because it's almost 9 o'clock now.
Yeah.
We can see this another time. Go.
Yeah.
So I'll speak a few minutes about my presentation, which is I had so many names for it. It's called, one was Steps for Success. Now that's a very direct name,
because we're going to hear a short segment of Prabhupada's, of lecture that Srila Prabhupada gave in Mayapur in 1976. Just 5 minutes. And we're going to speak about this 5 minute segment of Prabhupada's words for four classes, because what Srila Prabhupada is saying, of course, is very significant. So Steps for Success, and another name is 5 minutes with Srila Prabhupada in Sridhar Mayapur. But also what Prabhupada is going to speak about, and of course we'll speak about that tomorrow, but he's going to explain the importance of bhakti. And bhakti, of course, is the essence of what Krishna consciousness means. It means acting in such a way that Krishna will be pleased. In this world, we imagine ourselves as very important, and we imagine ourselves as the central player in the great drama of life, and we go through our life trying to convince everyone else that we are the central player, and no one ever becomes convinced of this point. And bhakti means changing this illusory center of me to having the actual center, coming, aligning our consciousness with reality, that Krishna is actually the center, and acting in such a way to please him. Jivera Sarupoi Krishna Nitya Das.
This is actually who we are. And this is what Prabhupada is going to speak about in this 5-minute segment. And this principle of bhakti is so powerful, actually. It is so powerful that it rules the spiritual world. And as we actually saw hints of in that slideshow, it rules the all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, the all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead, becomes conquered and controlled by his devotees. So to make this point, not to make this point, but to see it in action, so to speak, how in the material world we are meant to remove the illusion of being the center and and come in aligned with reality by serving Krishna, but in the spiritual world the principle is fully in operation. So we're going to, Krishna willing, we're going to show how the same principles that exist in performing bhakti, or the Prabhupada will speak about it, about performing bhakti, they exist in their perfection in the pastimes of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. So that's what we're going to do in our have 5 classes, and how many classes we have? Do we have 3, I think? You have 5, I think I have 1, 2, 3. So we'll have to squeeze and adjust things perhaps, and maybe we'll finish and maybe we won't. But my hope is that we can stay in Vrindavan. We can get a taste of what Vrindavan is like. And we will also, our hope is that we will get to know even a little bit more that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Vishaya, or the object of devotional service. Because bhakti ultimately means love. There's 2 kinds of bhakti. One is called vidhi bhakti and the other is called ragmarg. In vidhi bhakti, there are rules and regulations that we practice so that the love, that love for Krishna will awaken within our heart. And on the platform of ragmarg, of spontaneous attachment, like the residents of Vrindavan have perfected, then it is completely natural to place Krishna in the center. Now, we have to speak about that we're not actually the center of existence, and that no matter how we try to convince everyone that they should think of us as the center, it doesn't work, and that the material universe is always working against our illusory attempt to imagine ourselves as the center. So we have to speak on that level to become convinced that we should place Krishna in the center. And the attempt to place Krishna in the center is so difficult, practically impossible for a conditioned soul. Because I'm thinking of myself as the center always. I'm habituated. I'm heavily addicted to thinking myself as the center. But when there is love, when there is love for Krishna, when the soul actually comes to the point when there is love for Krishna, then placing Krishna in the center is completely natural and completely spontaneous. So our acharyas have divided the process of Krishna consciousness into sambandha, which means learning about Krishna, about our relationship with Krishna, about ourselves, and abhideya, the process, and of course the 3rd stage of prayojana, or the great necessity, or the goal, or love for Krishna. So, to develop love for Krishna, we have to learn about him. We have to hear about him. We have to learn to trust him. That if I make my attempt to satisfy him and place him in the center, the great fear in my heart is that if I put my energy into taking care of Krishna, what's the fear?
He will take care of me.
Yes, thank you. Who will take care of me? That is the great fear, that I'll be on my own. And that's a terrifying thought for a conditioned soul in this world, for good reason. To be on one's own without any means to protect oneself is very dangerous in the material world. And what kind of supreme person are we worshipping? Are we trying to get to know? Are we trying to love? Are we trying to dedicate our life to? What are the qualities of the supreme person that we are trying to practice Sharanagati, or returning to our position of being surrendered to him? We want to hear about Krishna and how he deals with those who have given themselves to him. We need to hear about that. That is, otherwise, where is the impetus to go forward? Otherwise, we just get sort of stuck. Yeah, well, now I chant 16 rounds a day, and now I do this, and now I do that. I've learned how to do this, I've learned how to tie my dhoti properly, I've learned how to... And all the externals, which are important, but without the soul's sincere desire, yearning to give ourselves to Krishna, to fall in love with Krishna, we never achieve the satisfaction that we're longing to achieve. So we will hear Prabhupada's words, we will speak about Prabhupada's words, and we shall hear about Krishna and try to get to know him a little bit more by hearing some of his activities dealing with his most intimate devotees in Vrindavan. So that's what my hope is, to have that presentation. Now, is Keshava Prabhu, are you here? Did you want to speak about this and that?